We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2:42 and 36 seconds. It must be time for a football fix, Craigers. All right, Mulsey, as you know, one of my favorite athletes growing up was Bob McAdoo, and no relation, Mr. Ben McAdoo. Fired unceremoniously by the New York Giants. He had, what, a 13-15 record. Now, team president John Mara said this had nothing to do with the Eli Manning flap. I happen to believe he's lying through his teeth. What say you about the whole situation?
Playoffs one year, this the next. It just turned into a total mess. The guy that would seem to have gotten, or more deservedly fired even, is Jerry Reese, who presided over the building of a team that was that bad around Eli Manning. McAdoo didn't exactly bathe himself in glory, though, with the way he generally went about his business.
No, he didn't. He was a robot, is what he was. Now,
the Pat Riley haircut we all appreciated. By the way, who did Bob McAdoo play for?
Buffalo Braves. Buffalo's got a spirit, talking proud. Until he was unceremoniously traded to the New York Knicks, but Jerry Reese is an interesting case. I actually thought this was a pretty talented team, Mulsey. They were crushed by injury. They were 11-5 last year. This is a big deal. It's a big deal. This is like the Steelers firing a GM. They don't do this too often. Since 1978, this team, the Giants, had two GMs and both retired. Neither one was fired. So this is a big deal. And
yeah.
I wonder who is next to coach and run the New York Football Giants.
Not Bill Cowher.
No. Do you think?
You think that there's even a shot because he's so close to it or no?
I guess there's always a shot to be the coach. I certainly wouldn't want him running my organization, would you?
No, I don't think he'll do any of the above either, because I think he somehow had one of those moments of clarity where he realized there's more to life than being a maniacal, crazy person football coach, and that it's actually somewhat fun if you have a lot of money.
All right, Mulsey, I thought it was a pretty fascinating day, actually, in the NFL and how things suddenly changed. Did you see the game last night where the Eagles kind of came back to earth a little bit thanks to the not quite Legion of Doom? But here's what I want to say about that game. Two spectacular quarterbacks, and Russell Wilson might be the most unappreciated, underappreciated, underrated player in the league. He's great.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. He runs away from people in a bizarre way, can make all the throws. He's a much more mobile version of Drew Brees, frankly, when I think about his stature, is what he reminds me of. And he's got that it quality that Brees also has. And he's got to get some fringe MVP consideration if they continue making a run without half their secondary.
Oh, yeah. I think he's a top three or four candidate, really. And Wentz didn't do anything to, I think, detract from his candidacy.
He threw the most impressive individual pass of the game, falling down basically and threw it 50 yards down the field.
If he doesn't fumble on the goal line, that's a one-score game late. There's no shame in losing in Seattle. There really isn't. So the Eagles are still really, I think, the front runner for the top seed in the NFC, but they've got some competition. All right, Mulsey, let's go quickly through all the games as we are wont to do. You ready?
Yes.
Vikings, they're the competition, or among the competition, 14-9 in Atlanta. That is a statement win, I think, for the Vikings.
Atlanta was looking real good. We all thought they were back. They still might actually be back, but man, do you not want to have to go through Minnesota to get to the Super Bowl.
Woo! I'm sorry about everything I said about Case Keenum. I think if I had to pick right
better
now.
Better MVP candidate, Keenum or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Okay. Better
overall year. But Keenum is an award for a shock coming out of nowhere. The most shocking player of the year. It's him. My God. And they have a borderline great defense. You go into Atlanta and don't give up a touchdown. If I had to pick an NFC team right now to go to the Super Bowl, I'm taking Vikings. Who you?
Saints. Well, wait a minute. Actually, I might take the Vikings, too, because right now they would have home field over the Saints in that hypothetical game.
And home field in the Super Bowl as well. How about the Eagles?
Wait a minute. They'd be the first team ever to play in their home building.
Yes.
Oh, they're not going to make it for that reason and that reason alone.
All right, Malzi, we have to go into our two-minute drill. Here we go. Patriots 23-3 over the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about Gronk later.
Fair enough.
Any comment on the game?
Bills suck.
49ers 15, Bears 14. Garoppolo engineers the winning drive.
I think he's going to ultimately be pretty good there. I really do. I have a feeling. He's not going to be the curse of Matt Castle out there.
Packers 26, Bucks 20.
Do you see what Brett Hundley didn't do? Namely, throw the ball with any real success? That makes me nervous about what he did to the Steelers. Against a bad team, he didn't even crack 90 yards passing.
I was nervous anyway, but Aaron Rodgers could be back next week. Titans 24, Texans 13. Who cares? Dolphins 35.
Are the Titans the worst 8-4 team in football?
They suck.
They're 8-4 and they're terrible.
Dolphins, the whole AFC does, except for the Patriots and Steelers. Although, well, we'll get to that later. Dolphins 35, Broncos 9. Who cares?
Don't care.
Jets 38. Chiefs 31. The Chiefs are up by 2 touchdowns.
And then they weren't.
And then they weren't. So now their offense is back and their defense is a tragedy. Have you seen their against the Jets? Against the Jets, they gave up 38 points.
Listen, man, I was in on the Chargers pretty early. I think when they got to 2-4, I was in on the Chargers as being legit because you could see the Chiefs starting to melt down. L.A. is winning that division.
We have to hurry, Malzi. Jags 30, Colts 10. Blake Bortles actually had a good game.
Don't care.
Team's a threat in the
AFC.
The Colts
are a JV defense.
But the Jags are a threat to beat somebody. You'll agree with that, especially if Bortles plays halfway decent?
Good luck pinning your hopes on that.
I didn't say I was pinning hopes on that. I said they're a threat in the AFC. Ravens 44, Lions 20. Three in a row for Baltimore.
Not sold on Baltimore.
Not sold on them as what?
A threat of any substance.
To beat either the Patriots or the Steelers in the second round?
No.
I'm sold on that. I'm definitely not sold on them as a Super Bowl team. Chargers 19, Browns 10. Browns go to 0-12.
Browns covered. Don't care about anything else.
Raiders, we already talked about that. Saints 31, Panthers 21. I think the Panthers are a pretender.
I think they're still going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're one clear of the Falcons, and I think they're going to hold steady in that position.
Lastly, Rams 32, Cardinals 16. I said Case Keenum was the most surprising player. I didn't have Jared Goff leading the reincarnation of the greatest show on turf.
It's weird in that Jeff Fisher coached both those guys, and how'd that go?
Thank you, Malzi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.